It's 6:07 on Breakfast, James Carlton. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran. And those checks will be coming for the carbon tax, but then swings and roundabouts, there'll be budget cuts in the welfare area. That's certainly prominent in the papers this morning. We'll get to that in a sec. But the budget cuts that are forecast, which are getting more attention, relate to defence. And the Financial Review, budget cuts to go deeper in defence. Alarm from military establishment. We have the Sydney Morning Herald. Military faces cuts to defend surplus. The Age in Melbourne, defence slashed by $4 billion. The Australian, well, we have Greg Sheridan saying this is the worst day for Australia's national security since the fall of Saigon in 1975.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. We have also slowdown casts doubt over budget, manufacturing and services sectors sink. The advertisers looking at the positive side, all aboard, jobs investment to flow from subs. This is the submarines to be built in South Australia, or at least potentially. The West Australian, now we're looking at the welfare side of the equation, single parents to lose benefits. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, war on welfare, single mums, families, pensioners to lose benefits. And then there's tragedies relating to motor vehicles. The Canberra Times, fleeing car kills woman, police officers witness fatal impact as driver runs red light, and heartbreaking, the Daily Telegraph, a mother's final act of love, a mother pushed her baby daughter away from the bus wheels that would have crushed her little princess to death. The mother died, the older daughter of the mother was actually on the bus, cradled the baby daughter as she got off. Terrible, Fran.
That is a horrible story. Thanks very much, James. It's 6:09.